The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Again, I welcome you to Bob Burney Live on this Tuesday afternoon. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 83. To parents of teenagers, I have some more warnings for you. My goodness. The first one involves marijuana, otherwise known as marijuana. Mary Jane, whatever you want to call it. Some startling warnings for parents of teenagers. I've got that for you in just a moment. And by the way, I understand totally that there are some health benefits to hemp and hemp oil. I get that. I understand that there are medicinal purposes. What I'm concerned about is the recreational use of marijuana. And I've got some startling statistics for you concerning teenagers in the states where recreational marijuana is now legal. But before we get to that, Teen Vogue magazine is at it again, and I've said this as clearly and as plainly as I possibly can. If you have a teenage daughter, I think you are absolutely nuts if you allow Teen Vogue magazine in your home. Now, that's up to you. It's your decision. I have my right to my opinion, and I think you are absolutely nuts if you allow Teen Vogue into your home. Here's the latest. I had another story for you a couple of days ago. In a recent edition of Teen Vogue magazine, there was an article titled, Why Sex Work is Real Work. And the editors of Teen Vogue magazine want your teenage daughter to know prostitution is an honest profession. It's fine. It is an honorable work because it's just one of many kinds of sex work, according to Teen Vogue magazine. The author of the article said this, and I quote, not making this up, this was in Teen Vogue magazine. This is from a medical doctor, female medical doctor, by the name of Tlaling Mofoking. Her first name is T-L-A-L-E-N-G. Her last name, M-O-F-O-K-E-N-G, and I probably slaughtered the pronunciation. I really don't care. Here's what she said in Teen Vogue magazine, writing it for female teenagers. Quote, I find it interesting that as a medical doctor, I exchange payment in the form of money with people to provide them with advice and treatment for sex-related problems. Therapy for sexual performance, counseling and therapy for relationship problems, and treatment of sexually transmitted infection. Isn't this, then, basically sex work? She honestly believes that being a prostitute is comparable to a medical doctor dealing with sex-related problems, therapy for sexual issues, and so on. She is a medical doctor, and she is saying, quote, I exchange payment in the form of money with people to provide them with advice and treatment for sex-related programs, so on and so on. Isn't this basically sex work? And then she goes on and says, it's the same thing as being a prostitute. That's sex work, too. Prostitutes get money for sex work. I get money for sex work. Teen Vogue magazine. Now, again, you do what you ever, you whatever you want to do, but it is my humble opinion that if you have a teenage daughter, you are absolutely out of your mind to allow Teen Vogue magazine into your home. They have an agenda, and if you have any morality at all, the agenda of Teen Vogue magazine is the antithesis of what you want to teach your teenage daughter. All right, then marijuana. Here's a headline from the San Francisco Gate. In the first states to legalize pot, teen use triggers great concern. Actually, the story was, it's actually reported in the Washington Post on this past Sunday, on Father's Day. The article I have gives quotes. It's from the San Francisco Gate, but the article was actually posted in the Washington Post, not exactly some wild-eyed conservative publication, just this past Sunday. Dateline Denver, Colorado. The first two states to legalize recreational marijuana are starting to grapple with teenagers' growing use of highly potent pot, even as both boost the industry and reap huge tax windfalls from its sales. Though the legal purchase age is 21 in Colorado and Washington, parents and educators are concerned because they are saying youth are easily getting hold of edibles infused with THC, the psychoactive component that causes a high and concentrates such a shatter, a brittle honey-colored substance that is heated and then inhaled through a special device. Each poses serious risks to adolescents' physical and mental health. Now, again, this is being reported in the Washington Post, not exactly a conservative publication. Quote, the increase was most notable in the years following legalization of medical sales in 2009 and retail use in 2014, according to a study in the Journal of Adolescent Health published in 2018. Psychiatrist Libby Stite said, quote, horrible things are happening to kids. She is a psychiatrist who treats teens in southwestern Colorado and has studied the health impacts of high-potency marijuana. Can I quote that? This is from a secular psychiatrist in Colorado. Horrible things are happening to kids. She goes on, I see increased problems with psychosis, with addiction, with suicide, with depression, with anxiety. Washington's latest Healthy Youth Survey showed 20% of eighth graders and nearly half of seniors perceive little risk of regular marijuana use. As more than a dozen states from Hawaii to New Hampshire consider legalizing marijuana, doctors warn of an urgent need for better education, not just of teens, but of parents and lawmakers, about how the products being marketed can significantly affect young people's brain development. Stacy Gruber, an associate professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical Study, who studies how marijuana affects the brain, said, quote, the brain is abnormally vulnerable during adolescence. Policy seems to have outpaced science, and in the best of all possible worlds, science would allow us to set policy. Isn't that interesting? Leslie Walker Harding, an adolescent medical specialist who chairs the pediatric department at Seattle Children's Hospital, said, quote, I hope we don't lose a generation of people before we become clear. We need to protect our kids' brains. And then here's the worst part of the entire article. I'm running out of time. It is a 6-page article in the Washington Post. The authors of this article in the Washington Post say the deadliest thing of all, the worst thing of all, is that the people in these states don't care whether it impacts kids in a negative way because it's bringing in tax dollars. They don't care. They don't care about the studies indicating the severe damage, harm to young people's brains from recreational marijuana. They don't care. Because now that it has become legal, they have become addicted themselves to the tax revenue. So let it destroy the kids' brains. We're getting money. We're getting tax dollars. It's very similar to the arguments that are made with gambling right here in the state of Ohio. We know it's destructive. We know it destroys homes. We know it destroys family. We know that there are people getting addicted. We know it lowers property values around the casinos. We know all of that. But we're getting tax dollars. It's really sad. Again, headline in first states to legalize pot, teen use triggers concerns. From Washington Post this past Sunday. All right, we're going to step away for just a moment. And we'll return with more Bob Burney Live. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
This is Bob Burney Live.
What in the world does eagle, eggs, and abortion have in common? Yeah, I'll tell you here in just a few minutes. But first, we're going to go to Bruce, who is calling, I believe, from Youngstown, Ohio. Bruce, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Hey, Bob. It's wonderful to be listening to you. I usually listen to you regularly at home in Newark. But I'm traveling on business, and I'm up here in Youngstown and using the WRFD app.
Well, that's
to,
great.
Listen to you.
Now, how long have you had the WRFD app downloaded on your smartphone?
Probably about a year.
All right. Now,
and
when you downloaded the WRFD app on your smartphone, did it not become far more intelligent than it was before?
I think so.
So now it's a smarter phone, not just a smartphone.
That is for sure.
That is great to hear that, Bruce, because I talk about the app often, and I think I'm hoping that most of our listeners have downloaded the app. Maybe I shouldn't ask, but do you use it for other reasons other than listening by streaming audio? Do you use it for other things?
I use it to look up some of your articles occasionally.
Uh-huh.
And to listen to you when you're off the air. It came in real handy actually listening to it as the app on my way here, because I left my home at like 4:30 in the morning.
Whoa.
And I was sitting there going, okay, I want to be able to listen to something while I'm driving. But hey, I'll punch up the app and I'll just listen to WRFD all the way to Youngstown.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Well, that's very encouraging, Bruce. I mean, it really is. How long are you going to be working in Youngstown? Are you going to be there an extended time, or is this just for today?
No, I'm just up here for 3 days for training. My secular job, I'm a school bus driver, and I'm up here for advanced school bus driving training.
Good for you. So you're living in Newark.
Yep, Newark.
Newark, Ohio.
Yep, N-E-R-K-A-H-I-A.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Bruce, I am absolutely delighted you called, and all of us here at WRFD are very encouraged by your call, and I mean that sincerely. You have encouraged all of us, and I'll pass your call along to our staff as well, that you began listening at 4:30 this morning. God bless you.
All right, thank you. You have a blessed day.
You as well, Bruce. God bless you. And thank you for your work on the school buses. I think that's wonderful. I'm delighted that you're doing that.
All right, thank you.
All right, God bless you, Bruce. Well, there you have it. If you haven't downloaded the WRFD app, Now you know you should. That's great. That is great. All right. Did you know that according to federal law, you cannot pick up an eagle egg? You cannot transport an eagle egg. You cannot move an eagle egg. And you certainly, absolutely, positively, you cannot break an eagle egg. Why? It's called the Lacey Act. And it's been on the books since the 1900s. Although, get this, listen carefully. The Lacey Act has been on the books, a congressional law, since the early 1900s, but through the years, it has been amended on several occasions and has been made stronger, more stringent protection of eagle eggs. Why? Because every egg is, are you ready? An unborn eagle. That's right. Every eagle egg is an unborn eagle. And because we care so much about eagles, we do not want their eggs picked up, transferred, and certainly not broken. You cannot make an omelet out of eagle eggs, or you'll be in prison. Now, contrast that to the fact that the governor of Vermont, Phil Scott, just signed into law H-57, stating in the state of Vermont that, quote, it is a fundamental human right to abort. Quote, the state of Vermont recognized the fundamental right of every individual who becomes becomes pregnant to choose to carry a pregnancy to term, to give birth to a child, or to have an abortion. And I quote, a fertilized egg, embryo, or fetus shall not have independent rights under Vermont law. I am not exaggerating one tiny little iota. In the state of Vermont and in several other states in America, an unborn eagle has far more rights than an unborn human being. You cannot break an eagle egg because it's an unborn eagle. You can't even pick up an eagle egg. You can't move it from one nest to another. You can't. It's illegal because America cares about unborn eagles, not just eagles that have been born, hatched. America cares about unborn eagles. And federal law protects unborn eagles, but not unborn human beings. Think about that. Think about that. In the state of Vermont, you can put to death an unborn human being, but you cannot put to death an unborn eagle. Birds have more rights than humans. Like I said, think about that. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.